Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and for me to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. Can you think of a person who, when you look at their life and you see the way they compose themselves and the way they live for Jesus, you are just full of respect for that person? Today, we're going to read about one of those people. His name is Stephen. But before we get to Stephen, I want to do something a little out of the box, a little different than what we've done in the past. My wife and I are going to be staying for the next few weeks in North Carolina near the towns of Hickory and Sherrill's Ford and Statesville and Mooresville, you know, north of Charlotte. We would love to meet you if you live in that area. Please send me an email, Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, at carriegreen.com, and let me know that you'd like to get together. And perhaps we can arrange a way that we can all get together, or just one or two of us, and have coffee and get to know each other's stories. I would love to see if that's possible. So reach out to me, Carrie, at carriegreen.com. All right, today we're going to learn about this guy named Stephen. Stephen was a follower of Jesus Christ. He is one of the men who was just appointed to become a servant within the church to help make sure the daily distribution of food and such was done in a fair way. And in verse 8 of chapter 6 of the book of Acts, it tells us this. It says, Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Now, hit the brakes here for a moment. Here's Stephen, not one of the apostles. He's not one of those who had seen Jesus and lived with him. He's a believer who has come to faith after that. And he is full of grace and power, and he is doing great wonders and signs among the people. So, my friends, the gifts of God, whatever they might be, are not reserved just for church leaders. All of us regular folk, you might say, are ones who can receive from God on that level. He can do those great things. Now, let's be careful. This is not an issue of ego. It's not a thing that where we need to think we are something because God gives us certain gifts or not. This is just an encouragement to me that God can use any of us. And he can use us in large ways or small ways. And Stephen is a great example of that. Now, continuing on in verse 9, it says, then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. Now, all those terms, those titles of places these people are from, these are just historical markers to tell the people of their day, these were real groups and people who were coming against Stephen. And it says, they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Now, friends, I feel compelled to be like Stephen. When I see this description of his character and of his faith, that he's full of grace, which is from God. Grace is God's help for us as his followers. He was also full of power. And when these people opposed him and came against him, they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Friends, I want to suggest something to you. When we are walking close with Jesus, when we are seeking him first in every decision, we're seeking him first in every day, and his way of living is the way we adopt and that we want to align our hearts with, what was true of Stephen here begins to become true of us. We become full of God's grace. We become full of his wisdom and his spirit. And we then begin to project the fruits of the spirit like Stephen was here, so that his presence and his person in our lives becomes more and more prominent and powerful and obvious to the people around us. And perhaps even the power of the Holy Spirit will come through us in ways that we can't explain other than to say, God is doing this through me, through Jesus Christ who lives in me. Friends, that's really what our world needs to see. They don't need to see more churches on the corners. They don't need to see more religious programs. And I'm not knocking all those things. I'm just saying what people really respond to is a genuine demonstration of what Jesus does in the lives of his people when they align themselves with him. Friends, that's who I want to be. That's what I'm praying the Morning Mindset family will be all across the world. Jesus, help us today to be like Stephen in this way, that we align our hearts and our minds and our spirits with your spirit, that you would guide us in grace and in power, that you would give us wisdom and your Holy Spirit to show those around us that you are worth following. Jesus, make it not about us, but about you, and help us to be bold and to be clear and to be kind and loving as Stephen was, that we can demonstrate what Jesus does in the lives of people who give themselves to him. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.